My daughter's full-time. I went back to work quite early full-time. And our monthly costs vary depending on how many weeks. And bearing in mind, we're not actually in Kent. We're in Manchester. So I suspect we're cheaper than Kent for our nursery costs. However, it still costs me between £700 and £850 a month. Mm. And that's one of the cheapest nurseries in our area.
There's another question here, though, isn't it? Should you have a baby if you're going to end up with them in full-time childcare? We're looking about the finances, but a lot of people we speak to on these sorts of issues say, well, it's all about love and being there for them. And then you and I probably be castigated by a lot of people for going back to work. That's not a good mum, a lot of people would say.
I agree with you. And I think there's two very different trains of parenting. And I think I was in a situation where I assumed and still do that two parents in full-time or where the mother's doing part-time to accommodate for children's school times it is a better and more stable financial. It gives you more flexibility financially than staying at home. But I would never judge somebody that would stay at home and be a stay-at-home mum, and I would hope that they would never judge me. And I think both can give the same amount of love. I still, from my own experience, think my daughter's benefited hugely by being in nursery. Her vocab is fantastic. Her learning's fantastic. And I work even harder now because I've seen that benefit, that I want to make sure that I can always afford that for her. So and I would do the same next time round.
Oh, right, so there is going to be a next time round. How old is your first child, your daughter?
She's 2.5 now.
Okay, so what is the planning? Has it come down to financial things again?
It has come down to financial. I, unfortunately, out of our group of friends, I would say that we're probably one of only few who haven't yet got pregnant with number two, or even number three, in some cases. And the decision's been a financial one. I think I'm very aware working here what can happen. I think also, If you end up being pregnant and you have number two and number two goes into nursery at the same time as number one and one of you loses a job or the mortgage goes up or something changes, there's a marriage breakdown, all those costs, suddenly you're extremely vulnerable and things can change and debt becomes a regular word in your life. And I want to avoid that, and I encourage other people to try and avoid those.
So are you saying categorically the sensible way to have children is you wait to have your second one until the first one's gone to school?
My timing, if I'm lucky, will be that number two starts nursery as number one is starting school.
Oh, okay.
And
so
that means
sort of
I've only got one cost going out.
Three to 4 years in between each child.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's not. If you were to ask me emotionally, is that how I want it? No. But financially, for the security of our family life, is that how we're going to do it? Probably, yes.
So you, that's really intriguing, though, because, I mean, the battle, I think, biologically, particularly when you've had one child already, and I've been there, that urge to have a second child I found quite overwhelming. And you're really fighting that, are you, Jacqueline?
I am, and I think I think probably, I don't know whether I have the same relationship with my daughter that other mums have with their children. I'm sure I do. But she's amazing. And I work very hard. I go into work. I come home. And she's, at the end of the day, when I see her face, that is everything to me. And she's enough for now. And I cherish the time that I have where it's just my husband and I and my daughter. And when another one comes along, that is great. But why rush? She's amazing, and it's amazing to have her. So what's the rush?
How old are you?
I am 35.
That's why there's a rush, Jacqueline. That's why there's a rush.
I know there is, but there's still time, and there are lots of women out there. I probably won't have three because of my age, but there are lots of women out there that are having children in the late 30s.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But, you know as well as I do, you're an intelligent woman. That is when the doctors tell us that your fertility takes a massive nosedive when you get to 35. And I'm afraid I wasn't as calm and cool about it as you. I had my first child at 34, and I was absolutely convinced that, you know, the sensible thing to do when you got to that age was to have the next one reasonably quickly. It's been really fascinating talking to you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure to be invited on.
Thank you very much indeed. Jacqueline Cohen, who's written about her decisions about when to have a child, and says she's her sort of calculating sense about what is right financially is really at odds with how she feels emotionally. What an honest woman. She works for the financial website Debt Clear. Love to hear from you this morning. Should you have a child if you can't really afford it?